Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Kristen Ryan, marine biology educator at the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystem Exhibit located in the St. Lucie County Aquarium, and Bob Hickerson from Treasure Coast Lionfish Safari. The Smithsonian will host their annual Ocean Day celebration from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, June 7th. On the same day, the second annual Treasure Coast Lionfish Safari will take place on the waterfront in Fort Pierce. Kristen and Bob, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Kristen, remind us of how World Ocean Day came about. It's a global celebration, is it not?
It really is. And I think the name of it, World Ocean Day, reinforces just what a worldwide significant event it is and how we are all interconnected by our one world ocean. I mean, we think about the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, but really it's one system that's connected and everyone's actions impact that entire system.
And how are you going to celebrate at the aquarium?
Well, we are going to celebrate at the aquarium by having several activities. Everything's from crafts to booths and displays. We're also going to actually give people the opportunity to go in the water since we are celebrating the ocean. We were going to go into the Fort Pierce Inlet and collect animals using seine nets. So people can actually come with us and do those collections starting at 11 a.m. We're going to have those every hour on the hour through 2 p.m. So there will be many family-friendly activities taking place.
Bob, I'm guessing that most people have not heard of a lionfish until most recently, and then in negative terms. Tell us what a lionfish is, where they came from, and why they're so bad for us.
Yeah, good point, Drew. Somewhere back around 1985, the first non-native lionfish was spotted in Florida's waters. It's a native fish to the Indo-Pacific region. They were and still are being brought over here for the aquarium trade. People love to have them in their homes. They're a beautiful, decorative fish. The general consensus among the experts is that sometime as far back even as the 70s, some fish were released by private owners into the Atlantic system.
And what do they do? What is the actual problem they cause?
The biggest problem is that they have no natural predators. There's nothing feeding on them, so that they are free to reproduce out of control, which they do quite well, by the way. Each female can produce up to maybe 2 million eggs per year. And they're voracious feeders. They eat most any juvenile fish we have out there, snapper, grouper, they eat crustaceans such as small lobster and shrimp. So they're depleting our juvenile fish as well as important reef cleaning species.
So how does the lionfish safari work?
It's a fishing tournament like no other fishing tournament off of this coast. It's one day, and it's a group of divers get together and go out and see how many lionfish can be removed off of our reefs, wrecks, mangrove systems. And it puts a dent in the population.
I'm speaking today with Kristen Ryan from the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystem Exhibit and with Bob Hickerson from Treasure Coast Lionfish Safari. We're almost out of time, but what simple steps would you like to see people take to make oceans cleaner and safer?
When you have exotics like Indo-Pacific fishes in your aquariums at home, ensure that you dispose of them properly and not in our local waterways. Also, marine debris is another significant issue. You know, we have different types of pollutants, including trash, entering our waterways from multiple points. You know, things as simple as when you're driving along and you have trash flying out of the bed of your pickup truck, for example. You know, those are simple steps that we can all take to make sure that we can alleviate some of these pressures on the ocean.
I might add and stress plastics are a huge problem right now in the world's oceans and locally. Everything's intertwined, interconnected. There are no borders in our world ocean.
I've been speaking today with Kristen Ryan from the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit and Bob Hickerson from the Treasure Coast Lionfish Safari. We'll have contact information for both of their organizations as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Kristen and Bob, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
It was our pleasure.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.